Okay, so we're doing the Rush and Molly Cutten, page 74 in the Old Shots, Os Nunhe, and it's about six lines or seven lines from the end, from the up from Nunvav. Okay, because of Rizal.
Kishenifter imo hodila binatam acheha. So when the Riz mother died, and they told the Bein Tam, who was her brother, Shahaya Darbin Makom Rachok, who's living far away, Misham V'achol Basar V'Shasi Yain Kodem Kvura. So he ate Basar and drank wine, V'amar Lanu Tam. He told us the reason. Me'acher Shiyesh La'bal Shahaya Mis'asik B'Kvura. So since she had a husband who was chai to Osik in her Kvura, in Osir Basar Yain, so Rabbi Tam, the brother, was not Asr Basar Yain because it wasn't upon him to be involved in Kfura. So the Re said he didn't know, the Re himself, I guess, who told over the story, he said he didn't know Rabbi Tam would have Mekel if he had been in the same city with his sister. And then the Rush. Venir li svar chalusha klusha. So Rush does not like it at all.
See, so this is where the
Torah
got that lush. Yeah, that's exact.
The imkain ache hames yochul basar v'yishti yain. The brothers of the deceased can eat basar and drink wine. Kivan debanav yarish emamono chayav mikvaraso. Since the sons of the mace are yarish the mani, they're the ones who have the chiyav kura. And Achei Meis are not chayiv in terms of mamonos in the kvura. Elavadai lo polo rabbanon. So the rabbanon didn't distinguish. Elakomus avlamis onanin. Whoever is a karo vis-a-vis of Helos also has a din of aninas. The kulon kruyan mutter lov lekovro. And they all have a shame of having chayiv in the kvura or mutter lov lekovro. Vafilo ina beir. Even if they're in a different city, the Loboina Matulfanov, you don't really need Matulfanov Mamish.
Right, so we got stuck on this pshat that, where he says, hello, first of all, he's astounded that you could have Achei Hameis being Shasa Yain and Ocha Basa. And then he has this low plug, Rabbanon. So what is this low plug? What is this low plug business? That was the problem we had, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think I have the pshat. You see, the machlok is between the Rush and the Rabbeinu Tam, like we said. That according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Isser is because Shemi Moshech, Achar Sudaso, and he won't do properly with the Kfur. Okay, in Yoneh Kfur. So that's has nothing to do with Avelos. That's a separate takona, you see.
Yeah, Aninus?
With Avelos or Aninus, it's a separate takona.
Kfur.
Yeah, Chiv Kfur. It has nothing to do with sadness, with it's just they want to ensure the Kfura. So therefore, they made this halacha that he can't be Ochel Basar V'Shasi Yain. But the Rush learns, like we wanted to say, it's a halacha in Simcha, in Aninus Belev. But what does he hold? See, he holds like this. He holds the Chachamim augmented, or they modified Aninus Deraisa, because Aninus Deraisa is Yom HaMisa, and it's Belev. And if they left it that way, nobody would be Masonin, it would be forgotten, because they wouldn't recognize Aninus.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it would become something that, how many people left Karbonis? So it became something that the Aninus Belev would be completely nishtakach. So therefore he holds the Chachamim made a takana that they augmented. They changed the anius, and what they did was they made it into an institution. Into a noticeable institution. But how did they do that? They did it because when is it going to stop? What are they going to say? They're going to say that the Aninus, the Yom Echad, the Raisa, and the Rabban is 3 days. I mean, what are they, how are they going to do that? So the way they did it was they tied it to Kvura. They said as long as Kvura didn't take place, Aninus is still there. So they tied it to Kvura. So that's what he means by low plug. They tied it to Kvura, but they said everybody is involved in Kvura. So that's why the halacha is, according to the Rush, if you're not involved in Kvura, the halacha is that you're not an onan. Why? Because they had to give it a davar mesuyam. They had to give the aninus that they wanted to expand on a fixed nature. So how did they fix it? They fixed it by the kvur. You see, that's what he means. So it's a halacha really of simcha that you shouldn't be so meyach, and that's why you can't have basa v'yayin. But they tied it to kvura because they had to tie it to something substantial. Because the aninus deraisa, they were afraid would simply escape everybody. Because it's only halacha yom hamisa, and it's only halacha kabanas. So therefore they enhanced the whole din to expand it and to make it into an entity so people should know there's aninus. So the way they did it was they tied it not to yom hamisa, but to kvura. And that's what he means by low plug. They made everybody chayav kvura. So therefore, until kvura takes place, the aninus is extant. And that's why he's so upset at Rabbeinu Tam, because he's moving in a completely different wavelength. And he's saying, how is it possible that the Achei HaMeis should be Mesameach B'Bos V'Yayin in Aninus? And that's why he says maybe in the same town he wouldn't have allowed it because it doesn't look good. I mean, that's what he's questioning. But the whole path of Rabbeinu Tam, he held is Klusha and what? And
Chalusha.
And Chalusha. Why? Because he held that to take the bus of the Yai and the Aninus out of the realm of real Aninus and to just say it's a gzera, shalei yimoshech achar sudoso, that to him was unfounded. That's the shot in the rush. Okay?
So with the...
In other words, since they're all potentially chayav, so they treated them the way they would be in potential. Since they're all potentially chayav, they're all considered chayav, and that's why they're all, until the kfura, they can't be ochel basar shasiyan.
Right.
That's why the Rush says, kol ha-mis'ablin mis'onin. They wanted every oval to be a mis'onin. They didn't want just a rarity. And the whole thing would be butlum of utl, because you could bury him in the end of the, towards the end of the day, you won't even notice the aninus. So that's why the Chachamim had to institute.
You mean at the beginning of the day?
What's that?
You mean at the beginning of the day?
No, I mean at the end of the day.
Listen, he had a whole day of aninus. At the beginning of the day, he didn't have any aninus.
Oh, you mean because of the Yom Misa?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, let's say he's a mace towards the end of the day.
And they bury him at the end of the day also.
He's a mace at the end of the day, so it's only Yom HaMisa, even if they do the Kvura the next day.
Right.
So if he die, if he's a mace at the end of the day, he won't even notice it.
If he dies at the beginning of the day, you burn right away. So the aninus was 5 minutes, and then he's a
no. I think the aninus is yom hamisa.
Not once you're novel.
Even after kvor, you mean?
Even after kvor.
Really?
So it's like there's a rice, a rice.
That's your kachim.
Yeah, it's kachim. I think so.
And an novel.
Yeah, Aaron asked a good question. What about on Tisha B'Av? It says it's Misha Mesa Mutal Fun. I mean, you can't be Ochel Bosa V'Shasa Yayin. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's it got to do with it? It has nothing to do with the Inyan Avelos. But according to the Rosh, it's very good. Okay, good Raya. Yeah, the question is Kovin Asana brings down a question. One sheet holds. That's Shmua Krova, you don't begin on Shabbos. But then he asks the question, so how could you begin Shmua Krova over here? How could you begin over here on Shabbos? But I think there's a difference. That by Nesiyah Milavaksho, so then it begins, because Yish is the Hascholas Avelos. But if it's a Shmua Krova, you have to initiate it with a Maisa Avelos. And you can't do a Maisa Avelos on Shabbos. That's what I was saying. Okay, I'm reading from the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Ayin He. Me'emos Eichal Ho'Avelos, Mishen Nikvar, the Nigmar, Stimas HaKever Ba'ofa, Miyad Maschil Ho'Avelos, U'ma'atei Frosho. We don't do that, sir. Aval eino choleitz min olo v'achi yagil l'veso. V'achshu av noagim lachlots min ol achar stimas agol miyad ki v'isa v'simin shin ayin vav.
Well, we know what to do
that
altogether. Where does that
mean
come from?
So why
is the
minute
that line? Not Aki the counter. No, it's not, but why is it, where did that minute come from?
Maybe in case they didn't get home before. May offer all acha shehofach of oponov min hameis. That's achzaras ponim, yeah. Cholzen minol vesandol umarchikin ma'at mi besa akvaros v'omim kaddish to wasid l'charato l'scharato alma. V'yacha kach tolshin offer v'tolshin asovin umashlichin acha gavom v'rochetzim yudeim b'mayim. Let me see. Yeah, so it doesn't. It's not a Mashmas Market. It's not a Mashmas Market, is it?
Yeah, it's a show. It's just a minute, Grubby, right?
Just a minute, yeah.
Put that the grass in there.
Yeah, they pull out the grass. So that's good.
Yes.
It's like it's Chal and Abstract, but you need the Minigus to demonstrate
the
your mice.
Zachor ki
afar
nach. Might not be abstract. Maybe it's all
is that what it is,
Turo?
So you say Zachor ki afar nach. You're like
thing with the rocks?
Like just,
when they put a rock?
I don't know.
So therefore, so it's very good. So the answer works out nicely. That if you can't start on... Oh, 1 second. No. But then Shmur Krovo...
It's not Stima Segola.
It's not Stima Segola.
It's like a Yom Kuro, but it's
right.
Not a Maisa Kuro.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he has to do a Maisa Niyu.
Right. But the Maisa Kfur counts.
That's right.
So it's Yesh with the
right.
Maisa Kfur.
Yeah.
So there's no problem then, because Yesh with the Maisa.
Wait, so
Yesh is the
Maisa Kfur. Why doesn't Shmuel work on Shabbos?
That's
Yesh
is the
Maisa
Kfur. You have to
yes.
Do a Niyug.
That's a Svar. Yesh is like...
But Yesh is like a Stima Sagol. And a Stima Sagol doesn't require anything. Mm-hmm. It means as soon as you're finished with the mace, you're finished with all Tzorchei HaMace.
Mm-hmm.
So then Avelis is, then Avelis is, that's it. Okay? But Shmur Krova is different.
Poor though, not sure.
In the Turin Tav Beis is Machlokis. If Shmur Krova, if you have to have a Maisa of Avelis by Shmur Krova, or not. Machlokis Rabbeinu Chil holds you do, and the others are. So Rabbeinu Chil holds you can't start on Shabbos with a Shmur Krova. But you would be able to start if it's a if they're what do you call it?
Siasha?
The Siasha.
Are you the preach on that?
Yeah.
Short. He says, Rabbi Chiyah Kasav Shein Shabbos, but he says, Vekasav Maharik, the Hachi Nohagin Lachomer, Kerebi Yechiel, Ayin Sham. Right? Velo Nehira, the Maishnam, and it's Yayish Milavaki Shlakovro, the Shabbos, Sholo Menaminion, Kidil Elsim, and Shein Ayin Hey.
Very good.
It's a stira.
How can you know? How can you machmal? Because in Shin Ayin Hay it says it's a minion. If you're in the Siyash, but according to us, it's very good, because when does Avelos begin? When you're finished with the mace. So that's either Stimas Agolel, or else when you're in the Siyash.
Right.
However, if it's a Shmur Krova, that's not Hascholos Avelos. I mean, there's nothing with Tzorchei Meis. I mean, it's your Shmur. So you have to act on the Shmur, and that's how we paskin, in order that it should be all a minion.
Right.
Okay, very good, very good. Nice,
right.
Good. Nice.
How about
Emma Shai's
Godomizuk? One second, what?
He says, Shuv Shemati Bekabala, Shekacho Rezakin Echad, Minu, Bechein Iker.
Wow. So that's the halacha.
I mean, that's what the Prisha is saying.
Prisha says.
Right. I don't know if the Shulchan Aruch, you said the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring down Rabbi Yechiel?
I don't see it.
It's at the very...
Yeah, it's in the Tuf Beis Vav. I mean, Zion. That he heard the Mechaber Paskin that said that it's all even if he doesn't do a Mais HaVeilus. But the Bar Hetev says, Kosov Hataz, Shebetur Kosov Achazev, Arava Vichil Kosov Shein Shabbos Olo, Betchilas Aminyan, Eliyaschu Limnos Biyom Aleph, Uposake Beis Yosef Kedeo Rishono, Mekomokom Evesi Divrei Rav Yichil, Lumo Vimene, Shein Meis Bi Echot Bishabbos, Tavo Yom HaShabbos, Zion Shel Avelis, Dein Linag Bo Isser, Kedvarm Shabbatzina, Ela B'mitzas Ayom, Dahainu B'shachris, Bohane Tzachama.
Oh, totally different. They're bringing a different point.
That's not one. You mean they say Mixim Kulon Shabbos?
Even though it's only Dvarm Shabbatzina,
yeah.
It still references Ayom.
Still say Mixim.
You learn from his Shita that halacha.
I did learn from his Shita.
Because in his case, Shabbos would be the... Because in his case, since Shabbos doesn't count, so the Yom Rishon becomes the first day.
Right.
So the seventh day is on Shabbos, and he tells you exactly what he holds, Mitzvah Yom, even though it's Tzom Shavitzina, so you can learn from him to our case if it just came out on Sunday.
If it came out on Sunday.
It's not halacha, it came out on Sunday, but what do you do on Shabbos? So you see from him, it's like,
sense.
You see a separate halacha from him.
From who? From the Rabbeinu Yechiel?
Right, that's what they're claiming why the Torah brought it down. It sounded like it's what they're saying. Not because he really holds like him, but...
So how does that show you that, the Rabbeinu Yechiel?
Oh, because his case is, since he didn't count the first Shabbos, Sunday became the
first
day.
Right.
So Shabbos is the last day.
Shabbos is the last day.
Okay.
So he says...
Oh, I see.
Take a separate...
Yeah, but sometimes if you bury the guy on Sunday, Shabbos is going to be the last day also.
Exactly. So what do you do in that case? So Shabbos is making the
same thing.
Yeah, exactly. You learn from Rabbeinu Yechiel what you would do on the 7 days on Shabbos.
Okay, very good.
Separate, like...
Okay.